我们现在读第三十章
Chapter 30，
我们轮流来读。拉结见自己不给雅各生子，就嫉妒他的节俭，对雅各说，你给我孩子，不然我就死了。雅各向拉结生气说，叫你不生意的是上帝，我岂能代替他做主呢？拉结说，有我的使女毗拉在这里，你可以与他同房，使他生子在我膝下，我便因他也得孩子。拉结就把他的使女毗拉给丈夫为妻，雅各便与他同房，毗拉就怀孕，给雅各生了一个儿子。拉结说，上帝生了我的冤，也听了我的声音，赐我一个儿子，因此给他起名叫但。拉结的侍女毗拉又怀孕，给雅各生第二个儿子。拉结说，我与我姐姐大大相争，并且得胜，于是给他起名叫拿弗他利。利亚见自己停了生育，就把使女西珀给雅各为妾。利亚的使女西珀给雅各生了一个儿子，利亚说万幸，于是给他起名叫做加德。利亚的使女西珀又给雅各生了第二个儿子，利亚说我有福啊，众女子都要称我是有福的，于是给他起名叫做雅瑟。割麦子的时候，利便往田里去寻见风钱，拿来给他母亲利亚。拉结对利亚说，请你把你的儿子的风钱给我些。利亚说，你夺了我的丈夫还算小事吗？你又要夺我的儿子的风钱吗？拉结说，为你儿子的风钱，今夜他可以与你同行。到了晚上，雅各从田里回来，利亚出去迎接他说，你要与我同行，因为我实在用我的儿子的风钱把你雇下了。那一夜雅各就与他同行，上帝答应了利亚，他就怀孕，给雅各生了第五个儿子。利亚说，上帝给我了我的价值，因为我把使女给了我的丈夫，一直给他起名叫以撒迦。利亚又怀孕，给雅各生了第六个儿子。利亚说，上帝赐我赏厚赏，我丈夫必与我同住，因为我给他生了六个儿子，一直给他起名叫做西布伦。后来又生了一个女儿，给他起名叫做迪娜。上帝顾念拉结，应允了他，使他能生育。拉结怀孕生子，说，上帝除去了我的羞耻，就给他起名叫做约瑟，意思说，愿耶和华再增添我一个儿子。我们大家一同来读第二十五节，一直读到结束。拉结生约瑟之后，雅各对拉班说，请打发我走，叫我回到我本乡本土去，请你把我的服侍你所得的妻子儿女给我，让我走，我怎样服侍你你都知道。拉班对他说，我若在你面前蒙恩，请你人与我同住，因为我已算定耶和华赐福于我是为你的缘故。又说，请你定你的工价，我就给你。雅各对他说，我怎样服侍你，你的牲畜在我手里怎样是你知道的。我未来之前你所有的很少，现今发大众多，耶和华随我的脚步赐福于你，如今我什么时候才为自己兴家立业呢？拉班说，我当给你什么呢？雅各说，什么你也不必给我，只有一件事，你若应承，我便仍旧牧放你的羊群。今天我要走遍你的羊群，把绵羊中凡有点的有斑的和黑色的，并山羊中凡有斑的有点的都挑出来，将来这一切就等算我的工价。由你来查看我的工价，反在我手里的山羊不是有点有斑的，绵羊不是黑色的，那就算我偷的，这便可证出我的公义来。拉班说，好啊，我情愿照你的话行。当日拉班把有纹的有斑的公山羊，有点的有斑的有杂百纹的母山羊，并黑色的绵羊都挑出来，交在他儿子的手下。又是自己和雅各相隔三天的路程，雅各就牧羊，拉班取一的羊。雅各拿杨树、杏树、凤树的嫩枝 将皮剥成百文，使枝子露出百的来，将剥了皮的枝子对着羊群插在引羊的水沟里和水灶里，羊来喝的时候就聘目配合，羊对着枝子配合，就生下有纹的、有点的、有斑的来。雅各把羊羔分出来，使拉班的羊与这有纹和黑色的羊相对，把自己的羊另放一处，不叫他和拉班的羊混杂。到羊群肥壮配合的时候，雅各就把枝子插在水沟里，使羊对着枝子配合。只是到羊瘦弱配合的时候，就不插枝子，这样瘦弱的就归拉班，肥壮的就归雅各。于是雅各极其发达，得了许多的羊群、仆婢、骆驼和驴。啊，这段圣经是相当常记载雅各在以后生出了十二支派的时候这些事迹。
Chapter 30 is a bit long. It's about how the 12 tribes of Israel came from Jacob.
神透过亚伯兰一个人，
through Abraham one person,
应许成了一个大族。
God promised a great nation.
亚伯兰只生一个应许之子。
Abraham only had one son of the promise.
在以撒被生以前14年，
14 years before Isaac was born,
以实玛利生下来，
Ishmael was born.
不是应许之子，
but he was not the promised son.
这样给我们看见神所应许的常常后面而来。
And therefore we can see that the promises of God often come later.
血气所生的，
but those that come from our temporal,
常常争先而来，
often come before.
后来这就变成圣经里面的一个原则。
And this become a biblical principle.
神的应许是你要等候，你要忍耐，直到时间到的时候应许才来到。
That we are to wait for the promises of God with patience, that His timing is up.
而当上帝的时间还没有到的时候，
But before His timing is up,
人常常自作聪明，不等候神，就靠着血气行事。
We often want to do things our own way and would not want to wait for Him.
那这些不照着神的时间表所做的事情，
But the things that are done not according to God's timetable,
就产生了以后很难再处理的许许多多在神旨意之外发生的不必要的事情，
will produce a lot of consequences outside of God's will that are difficult.
上帝的旨意很清楚的说明，只有从撒拉生的才算你的后裔。
God was very clear that only descendants from Sarah would be the true descendant.
所以应许之子就要把神的旨意带到世界历史以后时间里面。
The son of the promise would then bring the will of God into human history.
而当亚伯拉罕得了以撒之后，
After Abraham had Isaac,
神就试验亚伯拉罕对他的心如何。
And God tested Abraham's faith.
你要把你所爱的，你的独生子，就是以撒，献给我。
You are to bring your son, the son that you love, your only son Isaac, and sacrifice him.
这里很清楚地给我们看见，神的旨意不但是要等待，要忍耐，而且当神有所要求的时候，你要把神给你一切的夫妻恩典完全交回给上帝。
Not only should we have patience, but when God demanded it, every of our blessing ought to go back to Him.
亚伯兰被称为是一切有信心之人的父。
Abraham is known as the father of all who have faith.
他有神的一句话，他就抓住神的那一句话。
Whatever God has said, he grabbed hold of it.
他有神的一个应许，他就抓住神的一个应许。
Whatever promises God has given to him, he grabbed hold of it.
亚伯兰的信心是个用顺从去配合的信心。
His faith was coordinated with his obedience.
神给他的恩典是在应许中间的恩典。
God has given to him grace that is within his promises.
亚伯兰就用这样的办法，用这样的生活顺从上帝，直到他离开世界的时候。
And this was his lifestyle until he left the world.
当上帝把以撒的这个生命把他带大的时候，
When God raised Isaac,
我们看见神又在叫以撒忍受很久的时间才做父亲。
Again we see that Isaac had to be patient for a long time before he became a father.
所以以撒等了20年才做父亲。
He waited 20 years before he became a father.
上帝借着以撒再赐下雅各给他。
And through Isaac we have Jacob.
这样上帝就变成亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
We say God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这句话就句式不断出现在圣经里面。
And this phrase is repeated often in the Bible.
到耶稣基督的时代。
Till the time of Jesus Christ.
以色列人知道他们是敬拜的上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
The Israelites know that the God they worship is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
这三个人就变成以色列整个民族最重要的三个祖先。
And all three became the most important ancestors of the Israelites.
从这个三代中间所建立的一个民族。
The people that came from these three generations
就成为上帝在地上的选民
became the chosen people of God
也成为真教会的一个预先的代表
and also the foreshadow of the true church
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝
the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob
是永远的上帝
is an eternal God
是又真又活的上帝
the true and living God
是应许人的上帝
the God that gave us promises,
以人立约的上帝
a God that had covenants with mankind.
这些东西就成为基督教的神学整个圣经里面的信仰跟所有的宗教不同的地方
and this become the difference between Christianity's theology and all other religions
在所有的宗教里面不但没有启示的这个原理
in all other religions you do not see the principles of revelation
在他们的经典里面也没有人与神之间应许跟立约的原理
their scriptures also do not have the principles of covenant and promises between man and God
在希伯来文里面我们看见这个约这个字应许一个字有两个不同的词
In the Hebrew language, the word covenant it has two different phrases
一个词就是单方面的另外一个词是双方面的
The first one is a one-sided affair The other one is a dualistic one
上帝应许人的时候
When God gave us a promise
这完全是单方面的事情
It is a one-sided thing
神说我要这样赐福给你我必带领你我与你同在我不会撇下你这些都是神那一方面给人的应许
When God said He will bless us, He will not forsake us, He will lead us, these are one-sided promises.
上帝的应许是根据三个大的原则
And His promises are based on three big principles.
一是根据上帝永远的诚信真实
The first one is based on the eternal faithfulness of God.
所以他不用谎言欺骗人
God would not lie to us.
他不会背负自己
He will not betray himself.
神是诚信的上帝
Because he is a faithful God.
是真实的上帝
He is a true God.
第二，上帝以人立约是根据他永远的旨意
The second one, his covenant is based on his eternal will.
所以在神没有暂时突发的事件
To God, nothing is sudden.
神之所以做的工作都是在永恒的计划里面为人所定的旨意
All the work of God is set in his eternal will.
所以上帝凭着他的永恒性成为对人应许的第二个原则
So the second principle is based on his eternity
第三个原则神是永远不改变的
The third one is that God is immutable
所以神的应许就凭着他的不变性成为第三个原则
Because it's unchanging it becomes the third principle
这样上帝的话是可信的
The word of God therefore is to be trusted
神绝不说谎
He will not lie
他用他的诚实成为他应许的一个基础
His integrity becomes the foundation of his promises.
他用他永恒的旨意成为他应许的一个保证。
His eternal will becomes the guarantee of his promises.
他用他的不变性成为他应许可以继续不断忠心到底的一个施守。
His immutability becomes the basis of his will.
但当神对人应许的时候
，And when he gave us his promises,
他愿意人在他永远的旨意里面有份。
He is willing that we share in his eternal will.
所以应许的神也与他所应许的人产生了定条约的关系。
And so the God of promises has a covenant with the people he gave promises to.
第二个字就出现了。
So we see the second word.
这个字叫做立约。
The second word is covenant.
神是以人立约的上帝。
God is a God that sets a covenant with man.
第二个词所要带来的意思是什么呢
？What does this mean?
就是人不但领受上帝应许中间的恩典。
It means that we know not only do we receive His grace.
人更应当在应许人的上帝面前负责任。
We need to be responsible towards this God that gives us promises.
所以这样，这个约就变成双方的事情了。
In this manner, the covenant becomes two-sided.
上帝赐福给我们。
God has blessed us.
上帝应许恩典给我们。
He has promised His grace to us.
但是上帝要我们立约遵守他的诫命。
But here He wants us to make a covenant to promise that we will be obedient.
当一个人尊重上帝的约。
When we respect God's covenant.
一个人 遵守上帝的约的时候，
when we honor his covenant,
上帝要赐福他，给他千代蒙恩。
God will continue to bless us for all generations.
但当人恨上帝的时候，
But when we hate God,
上帝要追讨他的罪，直到三世代。
God will hold us accountable for the next few generations.
所以在基督教的信仰里面，
In the Christian faith,
在圣经的教训里面，
In the teaching of the Bible,
人与神之间的关系不是单单从人这一方面自发出来的。
The relationship between us and God is not from us to him alone.
那是其他的宗教的原理。
These are the principles of all other faith.
人站在自己为主动的地位，以为他们真的寻找上帝。
That we take the initiative and we think that we are looking for God.
所以他们就没有启示的观念。
And so they do not have this concept of revelation from God.
他们没有应许的信仰。
And certainly no promises.
他更没有以神立约的这个责任。
And no responsibility in a covenantal relationship.
我们感谢上帝。
But thanks be to God.
那么上帝应许亚伯拉罕。
When God gave Abraham promises.
这是整个旧约中间约的恩典一个很重要的开始。
It is a very important beginning of the grace of God.
告诉我们神与人之间的关系是已经定下来的。
It tells us that the relationship between us and God has been set.
照着亚伯兰一直下来。
And based on Abraham historically.
神的应许要在地上，在历史，在以后的世代中间把它彰显出来。
We see the manifestation of God's will within the history of mankind.
那么神对亚伯兰应许是什么呢？
What are the promises given to Abraham?
我要使你的后代成为万民的祝福。
That your people will be the blessings of all nations.
使万族因为你的后代得着福分。
That all nations will be blessed because of your descendants.
这里所提的万民就是全世界所有被神所创造的人。
Here it refers to all who have been created by God.
那万民因你的后代得到祝福，这个后代是谁呢？
But who is this descendant that will bless all?
这就不是所有从亚伯兰所生的。
It does not refer to all descendants of Abraham.
乃是有一位将来要成为神赐福万民的那个中保。
But one person who will be the intermediary, the channel through which blessings will come.
所以这里用的不是多数的，乃是单数的。
So we see the term to be singular, not plural.
那么这位是谁呢？
Who was this person?
这位就是后来道成肉身的耶稣基督。
This was Jesus Christ, God incarnate.
那么耶稣基督在历史上的显现。
When Jesus appeared in history,
就是神成全他应许最具体的一个表现。
It is the most pragmatic form, the way that God fulfilled His promises.
耶稣基督在历史上的显现，
the appearance of Jesus in history,
就成为道成为肉身一个最显明的一个具体的实现。
It is the most prominent manifestation of God, the Word becoming in flesh.
保罗说，大在敬虔的奥秘。上帝在肉身显现了。
And so the apostle Paul proclaimed this to be a great mystery that God has appeared in the flesh.
神成为人。
God became man.
创造者进到被造界的中间。
The creator has entered into his created world.
绝对者进入相对的世界的里面。
The absolute one has come into the relative world.
无限者进到有限的世界中间。
The infinite has come into the finite world.
这样神就到了人间了。
And so God became one of us.
这样万族因他得福。
And all nations will be blessed through him.
也就是基督得胜的福音就传给万邦，使全世界的人因为这一位赐下的救主可以回到上帝的面前。
When the gospel of victory is spread to all people, that he may return back to God.
那么基督到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus came to the world,
就透过这个以色列族，成为历史上承载这个使命的一个民族。
It was through the people of Israel that he did it.
所以这一段的圣经看起来是几个女人为了做妈妈的荣耀，她们彼此争夺妒忌的一个记载。
So when we read this passage, it seems to be jealousy between two women trying to be mothers.
雅各娶了两个女人。
Jacob had two wives.
是受了他的舅父的欺骗，先把这个姐姐给他。
Because he was deceived by his uncle, so he married the older sister.
他为了利亚做了七年的苦工。
For Leah, he worked 7 years.
他看七年很短暂，因为只要得到他所爱的人，时间就变成相对的简短了。
But to him, because he loved the woman, so 7 years was very short.
但是等结婚的那一天，
But on the wedding day,
他发现与他睡觉的根本不是他要的那个女人。
But he realized that the wife was not what whom she wanted.
所以他就争吵，他就跟他的舅父大大的争闹了。
And so he began to quarrel with his uncle.
舅父说：“那好，我七天以后把他的妹妹给你。”
The uncle said, "Fine. One week later, I give you the younger sister."
但是你为了得到这个你所爱的，你要另外再做七年。
But you have to work another 7 years.
你看，生意经很厉害的拉班。
And so he was a good businessman.
他们讲价讨价的这个心理学是很强力。
They had good psychology in negotiation.
雅各再做七年。
And so Jacob worked for another 7 years.
做了七年以后呢
？After that,
他就实实在在成为这两个女人 的丈夫了。
He became husband to both sisters.
所以这个是圣经里面记载很清楚的。多妻的这个例子。
This is an example of polygamous marriage.
是不是雅各原先就想多妻呢？没有。
Jacob did not plan it to be this way.
所以雅各在同时有几个妻子，这是一个好像不是计划的，但是结果就成为历史的事实。
It doesn't seem to be something that's planned, but it was a historical fact.
因为两个女人都不生了孩子，所以他们就把他们的使女交给她的丈夫。让丈夫与他们的下女同寝。
Because both were barren, so they let the maid servant sleep with their husband, so they will have children.
这样就生了一大堆的孩子出来。
And many children were born.
结果呢，雅各一共就有12个男孩子，有一个女孩子。
In the end, Jacob had 12 sons, one daughter.
那么这些的孩子个个个性不一样。
Every one of the children had different character.
父亲相同，母亲不相同。
Same father, different mothers.
那么雅各就不得不接受这么一大堆的孩子出来了。
And Jacob had to accept all these children.
但是最后呢，他真正爱的就是他所爱的拉结所生的孩子。
But in the end, he only loved the children from Rachel.
我们不必再详细解释刚才所读的这一大段的圣经。
We don't have to go into great details on
this. 那这三代的先祖就生下了一个很重要的人，叫做约瑟。
But a very important person was born named Joseph.
我们可以说，以后创世纪最后的一大段就是记载约瑟的故事，是变成最重要的主题了。
The last portion of Genesis is all about Joseph.
那个很奇怪的，圣经就讲上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝，没有说上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各跟约瑟的上帝。
But the Bible only say God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph was missed out.
这三代大族。
So these three persons,
在这个圣经的历史里面就有很特别重要的地位。
A very important position in the Bible.
这三个人的个性、他们的生平、他们的重要性、他们对后代的启发是完全不一样的。
But three persons have different characters and different inspiration for the next generation.
我们提到亚伯兰的时候
，When we talk about Abraham,
你就有个非常神圣敬畏的心在他的身上发现出来。
You will find this person to be a person who revered God.
因为他是实实在在把一神论的信仰带到历史舞台，成为全世界宗教最有贡献的一个人。
He was the person that brought the concept of monotheistic God to the whole world.
亚伯拉罕年幼的时候。
When Abraham was young,
他与全世界所有的人不同，因为他内心的深处知道，只有一位又真又活最高的上帝。
He was different from all other people in the world because he believed in the one true living God.
亚伯兰的时代，整个巴比伦的社会，米索波达米的宗教已经堕落到什么神都拜。
At his time in Mesopotamia, they were worshipping all sorts of gods.
亚伯兰是独一一个绝对不拜别神。只敬畏真神上帝的人。
But Abraham was the only person that will worship one true God.
所以以赛亚说，当亚伯拉罕不至一人的时候，我呼召他出来。
So the book of Isaiah says, when Abraham was alone, I call him out.
这成为神指着他的一个夸口。
It is a boast that God has given about him.
这就是神以他成为历史历代榜样的一个信仰的祖先。
He becomes an example of faith that God has given to him.
在以色列人的文化对全世界最大的几个贡献里面
，Among the few contribution of the Jewish culture to the world，
一样就是多神的信仰。
The first one will be a monotheistic faith.
这是所有的宗教所没有的。
This is absent from all other faith.
亚伯兰就成为多神信仰宗教最伟大的领袖了。
And Abraham becomes the greatest leader in the monotheistic faith.
多神信仰的领袖。 动神信仰的价值在什么地方呢？
What is the value of being monotheistic?
今天我们可以把世界上所有的宗教分成两大类。
We can segregate faith into two big groups.
第一类就是不敢宣称领受启示的宗教。
The first one is a faith that would not declare that they have received revelation.
孔子没有说上帝启示我。
Confucius never declared that he received revelation from God.
老子没有说上帝启示我。
老子 never declared declaration of revelation. 中国的
诸子百家没有一个人敢宣称他领受上帝的启示。
None of the Chinese philosophers declared that they received word from God.
照样，印度的佛教、印度的印度教、印度的奥义书。从来没有说是独一的真神给他们的启示。
In the same manner, Buddhism, Hinduism, and all other Hindu scriptures would not declare the same thing.
所以，当世界，特别是东方所有的宗教，用他们的教义劝化人、教导人的时候
，So when you hear all the teachings of the Eastern philosophies and religions,
他们都是以好像有了权威的结论，当作教导的原理来讲道的。
The principle is based on their own authority.
那么这些的根基是不能查问的。
And you cannot question such authorities.
你相信轮回吗？
Do you believe in reincarnation?
你怎么知道有轮回的？
How do you know that there's reincarnation?
我们不能过问怎么知道。
But you're not supposed to question how you know.
这就变成一个信仰的结论。
You say that's a conclusion of faith.
这个信仰的结论从哪里来的呢？
So where did the conclusion come from?
完全是人本的。
It will be human based.
所以人死了上西天。
So when we die, we go to the western heaven.
六道轮回是一个事实。
And this reincarnation is supposed to be a fact.
这些东西你没有办法就问他到底凭着什么做这种结论的。
And you are not allowed to ask from what basis.
所有的宗教。
All faith.
在这一方面都是以为他们已经有了权威，有了不可质疑、不可追问的原理来教导别人。
First, declare that they have authority that is not to be questioned before they teach others.
这样，亚洲是唯一产生伟大宗教的一州。
And so Asia is the only continent that has produced great faith.
全世界所有的州，只有一个州产生伟大的宗教。
Among all the continents of the world, only one produced great religion.
你把欧洲的宗教信仰跟亚洲的伟大的宗教体系做一个比较的时候。
If you compare European religious system with that of Asian systems,
你发现他们的神话系统里面连道德的伦理价值差不多都不存在了。
You will find that in their mythology, ethics would not exist.
他们许多的神是从东方改头换面而变成的。
And many of their gods had their origin from the Asia.
所以在希腊的文化里面，他们神话里面的神都是没有什么道德原理的人。
We see that in Greek mythology, their gods have no ethical or moral behavior.
希腊的神就影响了罗马的神。
And Greek gods influenced Roman gods.
希腊的神又受了东方的、中东的那些假神的影响。
But Greek gods come from Middle Eastern false gods.
所以他们自己就没有原创性的、没有伟大的宗教体系从他们文化里面产生出来。
And their culture would not produce great religious system.
东方不是如此。
But not so for the East.
所以东方产生了佛教、产生了印度教、产生了道家的宗教、产生了孔子的伦理思想，这都是很伟大的体系。
In the East, we have Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism, and Confucianism, all from the East.
这些体系缺乏了独神的信仰。
But all these systems do not believe in the one God.
这些的体系没有宣称领受启示。
They never declared that they received any word from God.
亚洲的宗教可以分成远东的跟中东的宗教。
In Asian religion, there is a Far Eastern and also Middle Eastern religion.
那把全世界所有的州的宗教信仰跟亚洲的一比，就相形见绌了。
And once you compare that with other religions of the world, you will see a big difference.
所以我们要集中精神，注意中东的宗教到底有什么特色。
When we focus ourselves on the Middle Eastern religion,
中东的宗教里面都是一神信仰为主道的。
We will see that they are all monotheistic.
所以犹太教是独神信仰，
Judaism believe in one God.
基督教是独神信仰，
Christianity believe in one God.
在主后570年生出来的穆罕默德，在他40岁的时候，所谓的回教的兴起也是独神信仰。
In Islam that comes 570 years after Christ also believes in one God.
你问犹太人你们的神是哪一位神?
So if you were to ask a Jew what God do we believe in?
他们说我们所敬拜的是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
They will say the God of Abraham.
你问基督徒你们所敬拜的是哪一位神?
If you were to ask a Christian to whom you worship.
基督徒也宣称他们所敬拜的是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
The Christian will say the God of Abraham.
你问回教徒你们是 拜的是哪一位神?
If you ask a Muslim, what God do you worship?
他们会照样地告诉你，我们的拜的上帝就是亚伯拉罕的上帝。
Same thing, they will say the God of Abraham.
所以讲，亚伯拉罕不但是以色列民族的祖先。
And so Abraham was not only the ancestor of the Israelites.
亚伯拉罕也成为犹太教、基督教、回教三大宗教。 最重要的一个祖先
He's also the most important ancestors of Judaism, Christianity and Islam.
虽然他不是血统上这个肉体的祖先
Although he was not the ancestor by blood relations.
他是信仰上灵性上的祖先
He was the ancestor spiritually.
所以这样我们刚才讲的一句话 犹太的信仰就把多神论影响了全世界
And we said Judaism gave us monotheism that influenced the whole world.
除了犹太信仰的多神论系统以外,
other than the Jewish system,
就完全没有任何一个宗教本身有自发性的原创性的多神的信仰。
No other faith by themselves had this original monotheistic thinking.
所以其他的神明都是多神论的神明。
And so other gods, we see many, many gods in other religions.
那么圣经说亚伯拉罕是一切有信心之人的父亲。
The Bible says Abraham is the father of all who have faith.
所以亚伯拉罕所信的对的上帝。
This one God that Abraham believed in
就成了万民所信的上帝了
becomes the God of all people.
亚伯兰的多神信仰的系统
His monotheistic system
就在犹太教、基督教跟回教里面被程序下去了
is then extended in Judaism, Christianity and Islam.
不但如此
Not only that
凡是多神信仰的宗教
Any faith that believe in just one God
都宣称自己领受了这位上帝的启示
will all declare that they have received this God's revelation.
Only monotheistic faith system claim they have been revealed by God. 什么叫启示的宗教呢?
What does it mean to have received revelation?
他们领受的真理不是他们想象的结果。
It means that what they have received is not a product of their imagination.
他们传的教义不是他们推理的结论。
Or the doctrines that they preach are not a result of their logical thinking.
如果你问他说你为什么这样教导我们呢?
If you were to ask them why do you teach us this way?
多神信仰的宗教体系，他就告诉你，因为神启示了我们。
A monotheistic religious system will declare because God has revealed it to us.
这个事情到了摩西的时代。
And when we reach the era of Moses,
就变成一个更有佐证的一个事实。
It becomes a fact that can be proven.
所以当上帝对摩西说：“你去到法老的王宫里面，吩咐他说，耶和华差遣我来。”
God commanded Moses to appear before Pharaoh and declare that God has sent him.
你要让我的百姓离开埃及，到旷野去敬拜上帝。
Let my people go that they may worship God in the wilderness.
摩西就非常非常为难。
Moses found himself to be a difficult position.
因为他离开埃及，就是因为他杀过埃及人。
He left Egypt because he murdered an Egyptian.
所以如果上帝叫他再回埃及去的话，
And if God were to command him to return,
以色列人怎么会听他的话呢？
Why would the Israelites listen to him?
埃及的皇帝怎么会顺服他呢？
Why would the Pharaoh listen to him?
当时他的身份是一个普通人的身份。
At that time he was just a common man.
是在旷野里面一个牧羊人的身份。
But a shepherd in the wilderness.
圣经告诉我们， 埃及人是轻看牧羊人的种类的。
The Bible tells us Egyptians despises the shepherds.
那些牧羊的人就像无家可归的人一样。
A shepherd, it was a nomad.
为了动物需要的草吃，他们就跟动物到处流放。
And they will wander around based on where the animals would go.
像一个贫贱的普通人。
He was just a very lowly person.
凭着什么权柄对埃及的王法老说，让我的百姓离开你们。 到旷野去侍奉上帝呢?
So how dare him tell the Pharaoh to let the people go?
所以呢，他想法老一定不会听我的话。
So he thought that Pharaoh would not listen to him.
以色列人也一定不会听我的话。
Neither would the Israelites.
所以这就开启了人与神之间问题解答的第一次。
And this was the first question answer session we have with God.
我从61年开始问题解答，就是根据这个原理。
From 1961, I started question and answer session based on this.
伟大的传道人
a great evangelist,
要有预备心回答人的问题
must be prepared to answer questions.
一个被问就生气的人不是好的老师。
A teacher that gets angry when you question him is not a good teacher.
所以我定下一个心理，无论人什么发问题，我一定不生气，我要循循善诱，把他们的困难把它带出来。
And I have set the principle not to be angry with questions, but try my best to answer them.
旧约的圣经有问题的解答。
There are question and answer session for the Old Testament.
摩西的问题，上帝给他解答。
Because God answered the questions of Moses.
百姓的问题，使徒约翰给他解答。
And John the Baptist answered the question of the people.
世人的问题，耶稣给他解答。
And Jesus answered the questions of the people.
教会哥林多教会里面的会友的问题，保罗给他解答。
The Apostle Paul answered the question of the church in Corinth.
这些被解答的问题，答案都是神的话语。
And all these answers are words of God.
所以一个聚会有问题解答，不等于说不传讲上帝的道。
So when we have question and answer session, it doesn't mean we don't talk about the word of God.
所以当摩西被差派的时候
，When Moses was sent,
摩西就问上帝说
，He asked God,
如果以色列人问我说是谁差你来的
？If the Israelites were to ask me who sent you,
我怎么回答他呢
？How would I answer them?
我怎么知道你是谁？你差我到他们中间去
？How would I know who you are?
我怎么向他们回答这个问题呢
？How can I answer them?
那个时候，这个重要的问题。就是上帝的启示把一个最重要最基本最伟大的原理就打出来了